This is time now for our weekly sports bite brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Properties sports bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. We'll kick it off this Tuesday with some Premier League results from the weekend. And of course, Arsenal continued to pour pressure on Liverpool at the top of the Premier League. They ran out 2-0 victors over Leicester, scoring twice in the last 10 minutes. Man City whacked four past Newcastle. And Everton's rich vein of form under David Moyes continues with a 2-1 victory at Crystal Palace. On Sunday, Liverpool had their work cut out for them in the second half. Wolves piled on a lot of pressure, but they managed to hold on for a 2-1 victory to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League. The shock result for the weekend was Man United losing 1-0 to Tottenham Hotspurs, and Man United's poor form continues under their new manager. Moving on to some URC United Rugby Championships results for the weekend. Two local derbies were hosted. The Lions hosted the Stormers, never easy leaving the mountain of Cape Town for Joburg, and the Lions actually made them pay with a 30-23 victory. Bit of an upset there, well done to the Lions. And then of course our beloved Sharks, many of whom reside here on the beautiful North Coast, had to make the trip up to Pretoria. Never easy going to Pretoria, because it is Pretoria, and the Sharks certainly made them pay. Sharks 29, Bulls 19, again another upset and a hard place to go play. Well done to our Sharkies. They've closed the gap on the Bulls to just 1 point on the URC log. Keep going, boys. Moving on to some cricket. And our Proteas travel to Pakistan for an ODI tri-series where they took on New Zealand and Pakistan. Unfortunately, the boys came home without a single victory in any of their ODIs. Despite one game posting 352 for 5, Pakistan chased it down in 49 overs, scoring 355, a massive result for Pakistan. That pushed them into the final where they faced New Zealand. But unfortunately, New Zealand just had a bit too much for Pakistan, and they won by 5 wickets, taking home the ODI Tri-Series trophy. Moving on to some sport-related news, and Monster Energy Drink has confirmed their new partnership with the Springboks. This will incorporate a sponsorship deal with the Springboks as well as the other national teams. It certainly is an exciting partnership that Monster announced on the weekend, and they will confirm that this is a 4-year partnership, including the Springbok Women, the Junior Springboks, and the Springbok Sevens men's and women. It's great to see the investment into our beloved Springboks. And then on local school front, Mshlali this week will travel all the way to DHS for the DPHS Cricket Festival, where they will take on some of the bigger schools from Joburg, like Kepps, as well as DPHS. So a big week in terms of cricket for the local Mshlali boys and girls, and we wish them all the best. That's it for the sports bite for this week, and we will see you next week.